sighting on a golf course. Something he didn't do after winning the Masters before trying to win the PGA, where he missed the cut. He's actually playing a tune-up event. And he could not have picked a better place for him to tune up, because he's won this thing five times out of 16 appearances. 31% of the time he's teed it up at the Memorial, otherwise known as Jack's event, because it's played outside Columbus, Ohio, in Dublin, Ohio, at Muirfield Village. He is on the course and is currently at one under par. So for more on Tiger's round and what to expect out of him, not only this weekend, but heading into the next major on the calendar, which will be the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach, we are delighted to be joined by our golf analyst, former caddy, and all-around lotioned individual, Michael Collins. And I say that because, Michael, I was watching the camera feed come up early. You guys missed it, man. You guys were busy doing the show. I wasn't paying attention to you.
There you go.
I was watching the Michael Collins. He took off all his jewelry, his watch, his wedding ring, lotioned up all over to feel nice and smooth for the show. So you feel like you're ready to go now, Mike?
It's not for smoothness, man. You don't understand. If I don't have lotion on, I look a lot like Ashy Larry. So I basically went from standard definition looking. This is 8K right here. This is 8K. When you put lotion on, this is what you got to do. Because, you know, I don't want people to say, why are you letting people put cigarettes out on your elbows? It's just that ashy sometimes. This is what you got to do. When it's, you know, when you travel a lot, man, your skin don't like it. So that's, y'all need to know about that, man. This is cocoa butter, baby. That's what it's all about. And what did you call me earlier? What
Jovial bon vivant.
Bon vivant. See what happens every time the spelling bee comes around, then Wingo starts looking words up, you know?
No. Jovial bon vivant is simple. It just means a delightfully delightfully funny fellow.
All right. Why didn't you say a delightfully funny fellow?
Because jovial bon vivant has more.
Thank you. He could have just said, you know what? He's like Tyrone Claus. He's just a fat, happy dude. That's it.
I could have said, joining us is Mr. Chuckle Hut, Michael Collins. All right, but let's get on track and talk about Tiger Woods here for a minute.
All right, so let's talk about Tiger. Yesterday in the Pro-Am, you said he looked about as loose and had about as much fun as he's had in a while. So how about early this morning in his round?
Yeah, the thing that I said that matters is for Tiger, during a practice Pro-Am and on the driving range, he can look awesome. And he calls that guy Ranger Rick. The question is, can he take Ranger Rick then to the golf course when it matters on Thursday? And for this week, it's going to matter with the driver. He started on the 10th hole and missed the fairway left in the deep rough. And this rough is so deep that from just inside 170 yards, he couldn't get it to the green. He had to lay up to 49 yards, threw it up onto the green, and made a putt from 4 feet, 4 inches, which is nice, but it only saves par. And Tiger doesn't need to be leaning on his putter like that. Then he goes to the par 5 11th, perfect drive, middle of the fairway. Goes for the green in two, hits it just right of the green in some rough, chips it up there to about 7 feet, Drano, birdie putt. That's what you got to do. And then on the par 3, looked nice. His warm-up looked really smooth, and he wasn't trying to do too much. And his swing looks like that so far today, other than that first drive on 10, which I know is going to be hard for people to believe it, but even Tiger gets a little bit of those butterflies on the first tee, and I think he had those on 10, so he was making sure he didn't miss it way right. That was just the anti-right swing.
Just made a bogey on 13, by the way, as we're talking to Michael Collins, our ESPN golf analyst on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. So, Michael, for Tiger, we know the Masters win was obviously huge. The PGA Championship was obviously not what he was looking for in that one. What is the mind state right now? We talk so much. The buildup had been trying to get back over that major hump. Now you've had success and then missing the cut. Where's he at?
Well, here's the thing, Junior. This is where the reschedule for the PGA Tour is going to come back and bite him in the behind. If Tiger contends in majors, there isn't enough time in between those majors for him to recover, because there's a major basically every 4 weeks. So he wins at the Masters. Now, if he doesn't win at the Masters, and let's say he doesn't make the cut at the Masters, guess what? He's probably going to play Charlotte as his tune-up event to go to the PGA Championship. Well, he doesn't play that tune-up. Goes to the PGA Championship, and you know what? Wasn't ready. Wasn't prepared. And you could see it in his game. So now, going to the U.S. Open at Pebble in 2 weeks, he's playing here at the Memorial. What the concern will be, let's say Tiger gets into contention this week and has a tough weekend, if weather comes in and they're stopping and starting, well, then how much time for recovery and Tiger's back is he going to need to be 100% ready for Pebble Beach and the U.S. Open and those conditions? That's what you got to think about.
Yeah, clearly he was never right taking that long layoff after the Masters Championship. Didn't play at all before the PGA, missed the cut. He was sick that week. It was cold. It was rainy. It's sort of the weird conditions that we're having at the Memorial right now. As Michael Collins, our golf caddy and analyst, joins us, host of the Maddie and the Caddy podcast with Matt Barry. So let's talk about Pebble Beach, because obviously this is a place where many years ago Tiger has had a bunch of success. In the same year, in 2000, he came from seven down with seven to play. To win the regular PGA Tour stop there, and of course obliterated the field in 2000. He was 12 under. Second place was 3 over at the U.S. Open. What do you need to see out of Tiger this week at the Memorial to believe that he will be a solid betting favorite heading into the Open at Pebble Beach in a couple of weeks?
Man, it's tough because it's going to be so different. Tiger already has been out to Pebble Beach and played a practice round out there. But he said it was cold and it was wet, which is not what we're expecting when we go out there for the U.S. Open in about 2 weeks, because it's Pebble Beach. It should be a little firmer and a little bit faster. That being said, what we want to see out of Tiger this week is just be a little bit more consistent with that driver, because Pebble's going to play even different than it did in 2000. And look, what Tiger did in 2000, I know the Tiger fanatics out there, like, he's going back and can do it again. And that Tiger's gone,
yep,
and it's been gone. Because in 2000, Tiger didn't just beat a field. It's the only time I can say Tiger beat the game of golf. And the USGA since then, they don't set courses quite up like that anymore. So that's not going to happen. But looking for Tiger to be at Pebble after this week, I'm going to be fine with the fact if he misses the cut here. I don't think it's going to happen. He's teed it up here 16 times at the Memorial and never missed the cut, and he's won 5 times here. So don't think that he's not going to be around the weekend unless something goes horribly wrong with this swing. And in that case, we should be really concerned with him going to the U.S. Open because his swing's not there.
So,
but he's going back to Pebble where he's had success. The course is a little bit different, and the setup will be different. The only thing that we should hope for Tiger Woods going to Pebble is that he's 100% Tiger healthy. And I say that with the air quotes, because Tiger healthy now is different than Tiger healthy back in 2000.
Well, we look forward to watching this, see what he can do at Memorial before the next major. And you talked about that course there, Michael, that you got to be on the fairway. Does that mean, I guess I got to break out my GX7, right? Put me on the fairway?
Man, what, that 3-wood that you acted like was a driver?
Pretty much, yeah.
3-wood.
As long as I'm on the fairway, right? That's all that matters.
Save him, Michael.
Yeah, if you like hitting, hey, you know what? You get to hit it twice then. Once off the tee and once from the fairway to try and reach the green.
It's
maybe 3 times. Have you at least gotten a real driver? Have you at least gotten one?
I have. The one we have talked about, yes, I have, and it's going very well, by the way, yes.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome, and you go ahead and keep hitting your 3-wood out into the fairway when the holes are less than, I don't know, 300 yards.
That's about it. All right, Michael,
thank you.
We'll see what happens with Tiger today, tomorrow, and going forward. And, of course, obviously, we'll be looking ahead
anytime
to Pebble Beach.
Thanks, man. He told me to get that TaylorMade M6. So,
it's a good driver.
It's going in the fairway, and it definitely goes farther than the GX7.
What a shot.
But I can hit the GX7 off the deck.
Yeah. It's important. This week, find out if players would really boycott a major to send a message to the USGA, plus what to expect from Tiger this week at the Memorial. It's all on the Maddie and Caddy podcast. Listen on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. Golic and Wingo, by the way, presented by Progressive Insurance. Quote, buy and save on home insurance with Progressive's new Home Quote Explorer, only at progressive.com.